All right, it's the one down. It's Wednesday. Danny, you got any boner problems?
Is that to me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, if you do,
I didn't hear you.
I do. I got big time boner problems.
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Get Roman. Oh, that was a weird silence. Like.
Well, I didn't hear you. I was at Tommy.
No. GetRoman.com/rundown. You'll waive Roman's usual online visit fee if you do that. GetRoman.com/rundown. Guys, if you're experiencing ED,
wait, you're experiencing it?
No.
Trent just said I have.
You can't get.
I wanted to give you something to play off of because Dan didn't give anything.
Got it.
I wanted to say I do have.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
All right, good. Guys, if you're experiencing ED, go online, get checked by the doctor. I know ED can be tough to talk about. We're making it very easy to talk about. But Roman.
Yeah, it's open. It's out in the open.
Yeah.
Can't get a boner, go to Roman. It's easy, anonymous, and takes just minutes to set up. No waiting rooms, no awkward face-to-face conversations, no trips to the pharmacy. Get brand-name medication like Viagra or generic equivalents for as little as $2 a day. Get that boner popping.
What's that?
They don't have that?
That was
you? I just made that up. Shit.
Get that boner popping.
That's good.
That's good.
What age do the boner problems happen?
What?
What age do you like boner
40.
Problems? Really?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Have you gotten the hands up your ass yet?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fun.
That's got to be right around the corner for you.
No.
I mean, I'm going to be 34 in a month or 2 weeks.
That's no fun. Bend you over?
Was that on 40?
What?
That was 40?
A lot of shit. Well, I was going through that thing.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
I was dying.
So they just got it. They got a
everything.
They got a freebie on you. They were like, we got to figure it out.
I was getting assaulted at the doctor. Flat out assaulted.
Oh, man.
Jalen Hurts going.
What a start.
What a start. Jalen.
You got hands up, butts, boner problems.
I was just getting ragdolled at the fucking office. Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. First he went, everyone thought he was going to Miami. He ends up Tate Martell, who I love because of QB1. What?
Tathan.
Yeah, and QB1.
You trying to get him to go to Michigan.
Yeah, because I loved him on QB1. He left Ohio State. Anyway, Jalen Hurts went to Miami, acted like he was going to go there. They took him to Prime. They took him to Live. They had the thing. And everyone's like, oh, he's going there. Nope, just free steak, free night at Live, bottle service. And then he went to Oklahoma. You, Dan, you must have been out of the loop the last 20 minutes because you didn't even know this happened.
No, I didn't know this happened. I don't really understand it either because Jalen Hurts can't, like, he's not a big-time thrower.
Still, he's a pretty fucking good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback, but I guess Lincoln Riley's smart enough that he'll figure out a way to make it work. But like when you think of Oklahoma, you think of 40 passes a game. I don't know if Jalen Hurts throwing it 40 times a game is a good idea.
But they're so good, you almost feel like they can run with him. It'll be interesting. Spot for him.
I just like the move of going the recruitment process. I like that you go around, you get a bunch of free shit. I would have done more than him. I know he went to Miami, he got bottle service, but I think you got to, you know, really blow that out. I know it's probably against regulations, so you can't be too obvious about it, but I would get as much free shit as I could.
Well, now, to Tate Martell, is he going to be a starter at Miami?
I guess so.
He's not eligible yet.
He's in the transfer portal.
Why do you leave Ohio State? Just because Urban and all the problems they have morality and he doesn't like people
Justin
hiding
Fields
domestic
is
abuse?
Going there.
Oh.
The other guy. Yeah, yeah.
That's
the next guy.
Fields. Now, that guy was from Georgia.
Yeah, but he's transferring to Ohio State.
So the Georgia quarterback.
Still there.
Fields.
No, Fromm is still there.
Yeah, but Fields.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fields was the number one recruit. Fromm beat him, so Fields went to.
This is college football now.
It's a big old musical chairs.
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, the Wisconsin's best quarterback they've ever recruited, Graham Mertz?
The one who says taking number 5.
HEI5MAN.
I like that.
We're
going to
sell so many of those.
I don't hate that.
Probably as many as Bart Heisman shirts.
Well, Bart Heisman's a better name.
We sold
Bart like
three.
Like,
there are 10 to 15 people out there who are probably watching this right now who own both a Bart Heisman and a Horny for Heisman shirt. And I wanted to say I love you.
Bart Heisman, there's certain shirts for other teams that you just like. Like, I love Bart Heisman. I love Josh Allen is tall.
Yeah.
Like, those are shirts I would wear regardless.
Well, Bart Heisman beat LSU and he did that gun thing. And I was just like, whoa.
Chris Hansen. Absolute legend of the game, How to Catch a Predator. You used to just catch
red zone.
Is it? Yeah, right?
You always confuse the two. You always yell at Scott Hansen. You always yell at Scott Hansen by calling him Chris Hansen.
What a great resume that would be, though, if you did Red Zone and To Catch a Predator.
That would be a good. Jack of all Chris trades. Hansen, though, that show is like one of the all-time classics.
He's let's have a seat.
Yeah.
Why don't you come in?
Yeah, you're right. And they always take a seat like he's going to nightstick them if they don't. They're always like, okay, I'll take a seat. And then the police are waiting out the store. It's sad because now karma caught up to him, even though karma should be on his side. But he's a criminal. So he was forging checks and he's been arrested. There's probably a lot of predators being like, aha, how do you like it?
A lot of fist pumps in prison right now.
Didn't he already get something that happened to him?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
The best to catch, there's no really best catch a predator.
Well, there is.
But do you remember the nerdy doctor that spilled the margarita?
No.
He was so nervous he spilled the margarita, and then when they arrested him, he like slammed down his phone and like just started sobbing, and it was like... This is
to catch a predator is the best. The excuses, the guys. I remember one guy saying he just wanted to see how a sting worked. He was like driving by. It's like I saw the cops. I wanted to see how it worked.
That show was fucked up.
Awesome.
Yeah, but fucked up to see how many people were like showing up.
Why did that ever go away? It's not like
I think Chris Hansen ran into his own issues, but I don't know why they just don't come up with a new Chris.
I feel like that's kind of perfect for like Mario Lopez.
Yeah,
he would be great to show up. Like, could you imagine?
He's too.
But could you imagine a predator if like Mario Lopez could be like AC Slater? It's like sit down,
like, sit down. You're going to prison.
Yeah,
I was worried when I first saw
highs
the article.
And high
I didn't
of
say
lows.
That it was for bouncing checks. I was worried that
he
got
caught being a predator.
Yes,
that is a very predator move.
Exactly.
Like that's like the people complain about like gays. They're gay.
Right.
Like,
the politicians like,
no,
say no
so
gay marriage.
This,
yeah.
Then I'm going to do a TV show about how I hate these people.
Right.
Luckily, it was just for bouncing checks.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And by the way, it was bouncing checks for ceramics.
He spent $13,000 on ceramic mugs,
yeah,
stickers, and there was
that's
one
on
t-shirts.
That's how you run out of money.
What?
That's how you go bankrupt.
Yeah, it was for some like California marketing company.
It's like the old Trill, the Drill tweet, the famous one. It's like, someone help me with my budget. It's like $100 for my car, $150 for cable, $20,000 for candles. It's like, that's what are you doing, Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
$13,000 in ceramics?
Ceramics.
Yep.
It was ceramic, 355 ceramic mugs, 288 t-shirts, and 650 vinyl decals.
Vinyl decals.
He is a weird guy.
This was two old ladies at the Australia Open. Just one of the players threw their headband. I don't know what player. I guess it kind of matters. I don't think it was a big name because I didn't see the name in the article. But they are in a full-fledged fight for this headband with tug of war. And nobody's a headband, unless the headband breaks and these women weren't strong enough to break it, that can go on forever. Because that's something you can just get such a good grip on a headband that... And maybe it goes on until one of them passes.
That's what I was hoping for, because we never got an end to the video, right? They were just both still... There was?
There's a video.
I thought there is video, but they never show who gets it.
Well, so they got kicked out. The police come down.
Did
and
they
like,
get kicked out?
I didn't know that.
I think they held the headband right into the parking lot.
Because
so
I was
maybe
hoping you would just let them go on until, like, it could still be going on right now if they had never split
it's
them.
Like Tommy or Survivor. That would be like a Survivor task. You know, when it's just when Jeff Probst and they like do a time lapse.
Right, yeah.
And they're just holding a headband.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not like a baseball where, you know, you can clearly get
you
the upper
get
arm hand.
Position.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That would be a final immunity challenge. They're typically agility based.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So if you just had a headband and everybody holds the headband, first one, that's great.
This is the second day in a row that we're talking about the Australian
Open.
Yeah,
it is.
That's pretty good.
It's been pretty
little
electric.
Kids with the spin, and now we got old ladies fighting over headbands.
Speaking of terrorists, Enes Kanter is being accused of being a
what
terrorist.
What a segue.
thank
best
you.
In the biz.
The Turkish government. I don't know if the Turkish government's good or not. I don't.
I think it's not good.
Bad. So being a terrorist of that is actually good?
Good. He didn't go to London because he thought he was going to get assassinated.
Right. Well, they're trying to extradite him now and kill him.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. I like Enes Kanter. Clem, I don't want to point fingers at Clem, but it's a serious thing. I read Clem's blog. He hinted that wouldn't be the worst thing for the Knicks for him to get extradited.
That's what I was thinking. Like, is Enes Kanter any good?
He's got $15 million tied up, so it sounds like Clem wouldn't mind Turkey getting
well,
their
I could see
right.
Like,
is that what are the salary cap ramifications?
Yeah, I could see James Dolan being like, "Here you go,
yeah,
extradite this guy. We, you know, he's a bad guy. We don't want him anymore."
Wow,
$15 million. I like him to talk shit to LeBron.
Yeah, bro. While we're on the Knicks, remember Porzingis?
Is he still there?
I mean, is he dead?
His ACL injury.
Yeah, but like, remember him?
I haven't even heard about his name.
Yeah, he's literally a unicorn.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah.
He was really good. He was fun to watch.
White unicorn, yeah. He literally is. He doesn't exist.
Yeah, he does not
exist. The Knicks are so funny.
Like, I don't even think he exists. Like, I haven't seen a story about him.
Says
this
like,
here's the thing is his rehab.
He's, a month away. Yeah. Like, he just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Says
in New York.
Would like him to play this season.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's really
good. Okay.
Yep.
Great. There's your Porzingis update.
Tom Kareem. With an obscene number of pats to John Calipari last night.
I thought it was a normal amount of pats.
It was an alarming amount of pats to Calipari.
I thought it was a normal amount.
After losing by 21, we both had him, and he just patted the shit out of Calipari.
They got a sneaky rivalry, though, because of the Indiana-Kentucky thing.
Yeah.
You know, like those are
that's
they play
why
every,
hit him with 30
pats? Yeah, I think they've got some.
So he's just going to pat you to death?
And I think he said something when he came. He said something about he's going to get
I think it's just that you just got blown up by 20 and Calipari's trying to talk your ear off when you just want to like you don't want to sit there and talk to that guy forever. That's annoying. You just
Calipari's a little patronizing.
Yeah. He's condescending.
A lot of pats.
Yeah, but this is why I love Kareem. I mean the famous one is the Kareem blow by when he just like when he'll just never stop striding and just be like put his hand out and keep going.
He's got a way to just make big moments. You know, kissing his son. He's
the best. A lot of pats.
Should have covered.
But not.
They were down 4 at half.
Yeah, and then I got you the first update. I can't talk because my pick Arkansas. It's tough to be a 14-point dog and like not be covering the entire game and not even within shouting distance. They never got within 20 the second half. They made a big run from 30
to like 22.
Right,
there was a moment
22.
In the Georgia game where they were down like 11 with 8 minutes left.
Yeah,
maybe.
Arkansas was not good.
How we doing, Zah?
Joel Embiid, good on Twitter. This is a game I should have bet. The Sixers killed the T-Wolves, and it was Jimmy Butler back, and Embiid's on Twitter saying, great to get a win with the third stringers. I like Joel Embiid. He's very entertaining, but he'd be much more powerful if, like, the Sixers won something good. He's just a real loudmouth versus, like, bully. He's basically a Twitter bully. That's what he is. Because he gets his face kicked in whenever he plays anybody good. Like, anyone can bully the T-Wolves.
I just saw this as he wanted to stay in Jimmy Butler's good graces.
Maybe.
You got to keep him happy because otherwise he's going to be on the receiving end of the joke that he made. But I don't know. I mean, he's the average, 27 and like.
He's very good on Twitter. He's entertaining. You want all your guys to be entertaining, but at some point you got to back it up in the playoffs.
Oh, he's only been in one playoff.
Well, and he got his face kicked in. By the way, that Philly story, I don't know if anybody blogged it. You see that Eagle fan who like stuck the dog angry? Eagle fans lost, and a typical Eagle fan just put a dog in a microwave because they're mad.
What?
I stopped reading. I didn't read the whole thing.
Dave, why would you put that on us?
I didn't know anything
like,
about
why
that.
Would you do that?
Philadelphia jumped into my head.
Yeah, but you don't.
I'm sorry.
You're just going to go shout it across the rooftops and be like, we don't know
what happened? I purposely haven't
you
blogged
yourself,
it.
Like, couldn't, you said you couldn't read all of it.
And I haven't blogged it.
And you brought it to us.
It's like Eagles fan angry after loss does
no!
typical Eagle behavior. I don't know if they actually
typical
go put
Eagle
it.
Behavior.
That's what it said.
That's,
I haven't
said,
read
that's
it.
What you thought in your
That's
head.
What it said.
Okay. Oh, God.
I don't know the details.
That's tough.
I don't think anything happened to the dog. You didn't say that. But it,
but
they tried
but you just left it like, now I'm going to be
I know,
thinking
I didn't
about
mean
this.
To bring it up. I'm sorry. Post show, anything?
Sorry he doesn't get that dog out of the microwave.
No.
Big night revivalist tonight. Bang.
Are you going?
Yeah, tonight and
where is it?
Beacon Theater, I don't know where that is.
Do you want to do your
it's
ball
famous.
And cup?
Yeah, let's do the ball and cup. It's famous theater. Allman Brothers.
Is it? Beacon?
Beacon.
It's famous?
I
feel like New York
Allman
says
Brothers.
That of everything they have there. Like,
Beacon
oh, that's famous.
The Mecca.
Yeah.
It's famous.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I know Allman Brothers played, like, they used to do, like, a 2-week run there all the time.
Really?
Yeah. In the spring.
Huh. Okay, good. I'm going to the famous Beacon Theater tonight.
How many songs do the Revivalists have?
They just came out with a new album. It's fucking awesome.
So they got enough songs?
The Revivalists are awesome.
I was just asking.
No, I mean, there was
songs.
A sarcastic tone.
No, it wasn't.
Asking
if they
in
have
nature,
enough songs.
You have enough songs to play a concert is by nature a condescending tone.
I didn't know how many albums they had. Like, I feel like they're relatively new, although I'm behind.
I don't even, like, feel like I don't even know who they are.
Right. Give us their song.
I don't.
Sing us their famous song. Can someone get the ball and cup, by the way?
You
We're gonna
for
do
sure.
It
I mean, it opened.
I know,
like,
I know
NFL
one of their songs.
Their most famous probably is Wish I Knew You, which you would have heard because in like commercials.
Sing it.
All their, I'm not going to sing it.
Why?
Because I'm
not.
You have
a great
voice.
You're
my clown to you, Dan?
You have a great voice, Dave.
At Beacon Theater.
Yeah, Dave, you have a great voice. Please
you guys
sing
play
it.
Play a little cup game. I'm done
sing
with this
it, Dave.
Right now. I'm not going to sing
do
it.
Do it.
No, I'll sing it.
Are you gonna smoke a joint?
Maybe. I may or may not have asked for joints. I don't know if they've arrived.
Oh, there they are. They've been delivered.
Love it. All right, I can't do the pressure of the bald cup. Let's just do it over there.
Okay, we'll do it off. We'll do it over there.